I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. And I'm joined by my friend, Vanessa.
Hey everyone, I'm Vanessa Martinez and I'm the newbie here. It's my first time watching all of Friends, but I'm kind of excited because we're almost halfway done through the whole series.
The whole series, oh my gosh. And we're almost done with season five. So this is the 118th episode, the one with the ball. This is season five, episode 21, and it premiered May 6, 1999 with 20.9 million viewers. Vanessa, what happened this episode?
So in this episode, Phoebe and Gary take a big step in their relationship. Rachel gets a cat and the friends play a ridiculous game of ball throwing.
Okay, this ridiculous game of ball throwing is just so silly, but it also just brings out each of their personalities, and especially with Monica and her competitiveness. Mm-hmm. And it's just her competitiveness reaches a whole new level. And I like that the friends all recognize that and think it's so dumb.
Yeah, so at first, you know, they get this. Joey and Russ start throwing this ball without dropping it. They start off doing that for 1 hour.
Yes.
And then they occupy their time by asking each other questions, Staten Island on an island. And then Joey and Russ continue with the game. And then Joey has to go to the bathroom. Then at that point, it's 2 hours and 27 minutes.
Yes.
And at that point, Monica joins the ball game and calls into work sick.
I know. It's like, who does that? It's so silly. But they also move. As you notice that they move from Monica and Rachel's apartment, and then when Monica joins in, like she joins in, but then the next scene is them at Chandler and Joey's apartment.
And so, that's where she joins in, yeah.
Yes, that's where she joins in, and then that's where she calls in sick. And so they never show the transition. Okay, did you keep throwing in between the hallway and in between here?
Mm-hmm. They didn't. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but, you know, we see it keep going, and then Chandler tries to join in.
Four hours in.
So now they're like, okay, we got to keep going. Mm-hmm. And Chandler joins in, and surprisingly, he doesn't drop the ball.
Because everyone says he's a big dropper. He drops everything. And in the end of this episode, you'll see like a little montage of him and everything he's dropped.
That's so cute. I liked how they pointed that out. Because when I was watching it, I was like, where's the montage? And then I remember, oh, there it is. They do it at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. And then by hour 10, all the guys are tired and Monica is just pumped up. Her competitive nature like has totally kicked in. She doesn't want to stop.
She goes, come on, gut check time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then all of a sudden later on, you know, Phoebe walks in, they throw her the ball. She gets a hold of the ball and she puts it down.
Yes. And everybody just, when she puts it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, I mean, I can imagine maybe like, people who have more time, like I just think to myself, how can one occupy their time so much by doing something that's so like, I don't know,
silly.
But then also I was thinking about it when I was thinking about us, like YouTube, we can spend hours on there watching random YouTube videos that don't do anything for us.
Or TikTok. So, like
TikTok.
A lot of people, I don't have a TikTok because of that, because it's like, but I can spend hours watching, like I can spend and quick hour watching makeup tutorials, you know?
Yeah, but that's also something that you like to do, so it kind of teaches you.
Yeah.
But, like, so it depends. Like, if you're just on there, like, watching people walk around, I don't know. It just depends. It's just people always find something to waste their time, and to them, that was something that entertained them.
Yeah, it was definitely something that entertained them. It was definitely, like, before, you know, the internet and everything had, you know, before we had all these tech gadgets or tech, you know, stuff to entertain us. So I guess ball throwing is one thing. I mean, we used to, like, growing up, like, we used to go out in the street and play with our neighbors. Mm-hmm. Like, kids don't do that anymore. So this is just a grown-up game of playing with your neighbors.
Exactly. In an apartment. Yep.
In an apartment. But also, what happens in this episode is this Sphinx cat. And this is just another silly thing as well, that Rachel gets this Sphinx cat. And it's hairless and it's weird and it ends up not liking her, and she spends $1,000 on it when she owes Monica $300. It's so funny because it's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But according to the cat fanciers association, which is similar to the American Kennel Club for dogs.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait, what's it called again?
It's called Cat Fanciers Association.
I can't believe there's a Cat Association.
Oh, yeah. And they list all the different types of cats that there are in the world and where you can find them. Yeah.
Okay. So what is a sphinx hairless cat?
Okay. So according to that website, it was discovered to be a natural genetic mutation and the sphinx cat existed, like it just happened. And there's different degrees of hairlessness. So just imagine a completely hairless cat, but then another cat can have little spikies. Like, isn't that kind of weird? And like, but okay, think about the texture of the cat. They describe it as a suede hot water bottle or warm, like something warm. Ew. And they, some cats almost have like a buttery feel to the skin, and like the skin can be loose to the body and that can be extra wrinkly.
What?
Yeah. And some people say, like, another website said, like, if you don't wash it periodically, the oily, like, it could become really oily, like the skin, just like our own skin. And it can get on your pillows and anything that the cat touches. And another random website said that it's considered one of the most expensive cat breeds in the world because it's purebred and it's really hard to find and high in demand. And they're known to be pretty high maintenance and needy. Well, so they like attention.
Well, it seems like, you know, that happened to Rachel because she spent $1,000 on it. Who spends $1,000 on a cat when you can get a free one, you know, like at Petco or, you know, like Craigslist or whatever. And then two, it didn't like her because scratching at her and was screaming, Rachel, at her.
Yeah, I think it's, to me, I'm not a cat person. I did have a cat when I was younger. So it's a little... I'm not as invested in cats as I am my dog. I have a golden retriever. So
Layla.
Even like golden retrievers, I hear there's like different kinds of golden retriever. And I don't have, my dog isn't considered AKC, you know, material, I guess you could say. Like she doesn't meet the criteria because she's short as goldens. And a long time ago, goldens were short. And Layla is, my dog is short. So, so I thought that was interesting. But yeah, I mean, I'm kind of interested to know who has a sphinx cat in the world, and they have to let us know.
Yes. If any listeners know anybody that has a sphinx cat, follow us at Friends with Friends Podcast, send us an image, we'll post it. Like, it's just hilarious to me that she went that route for it. You know, it's like, because it's rare. And like, if it's just weird, you know, like that she went that breed and... I don't know. It's just a strange thing.
Well, didn't she say something like her grandma wanted one or something like that?
Her grandma had one, so that's why she always wanted to get one. But I think it's very irrational to spend $1,000 on it. But I guess if you have the money, I mean, a lot of people spend.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, luckily, it is. But also, a lot of people pay that much for dogs, for pets.
No, even
you know,
more.
When you go to the French pet store.
Yes, yeah. French bulldogs are like super expensive. And, you know, like you saw the incident this year with Lady Gaga and her dog walker, and they just arrested the people, you know, this week. And so it's like those French bulldogs can go from $3,000 to $6,000, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just went the penny saver route for my dog. You know, I got her at a great price and she's the best purchase I've ever made.
I know, Layla.
Some dogs are very, and cats and all animals are very expensive.
Yeah, if you're like a quality special breeder, I mean, there's a time and place for everybody. No judgment to anybody who has an expensive cat. It's just not my personal taste, but you know, it's just interesting that they brought that onto Friends and then Rachel would choose that breed. So I wonder where that storyline came from.
Who had a sphinx cat in the, like, maybe a writer had one? In the writer's room. They had a friend. Who knows?
Oh, I couldn't find anything on it either. It was just sort of random. But who ends up, so it doesn't end up liking Rachel. And so she wants to sell it. And she's trying to sell it. And then she's trying to make a profit. And people are going up to her, you know, outside Central Park as she's like trying to sell it. And they're like, she's like $1,500. And they're like, we're not paying $1,500. And she's trying to make a profit. And she ends up selling it to Gunther. And Gunther, like, now what am I supposed to do with this thing? He just loves it because it was Rachel's.
Yes, he loves it. And one lady, you know, she was trying to sell it on the street. And one lady thought, was like, oh, I thought you wanted me to adopt it.
Yeah, because that's the normal thing you would think for a cat. Because there are a lot of cats that need adopting. And again, like, I don't mind cats. I would just not have one because, I don't know, just, you just don't know the temperament. I'd rather have a dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My cat was very, like, I'm going to do my own thing. She was outside all day, would come back at night when it was time to sleep. She would like go around town and explore. And then she would
come
back.
Yeah, exactly.
Some dogs are like indoor. They cling. They like, I know someone who said they had a cat. And if you have a window, I don't know if you have like the not the shade, but it kind of like prevents all the bugs from coming in. It's like black
screen.
The screen. Yes. Yeah. The cat, she would open up her blind and she, her cat clawing into the screen.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like other cats
and I grew up with cats too. Like I had cats growing up and luckily they're indoor outdoor and I had a lovely time with them. But as an adult with my own place, no, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. To each their own.
Teach your own, and Rachel was able to get rid of it quick enough to Gunther. So let's take a quick break and then let's talk about Phoebe and her relationship with Gary and how one big step ends up not working out.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. So, third part of this episode was Gary and Phoebe's relationship. We like Gary. We like Michael Rappaport. They've been together for a little bit. They're crazy about each other. And Gary wants to ask Phoebe to move in with him. And she at first has reservations. Then she gets pulled into the investigative room or the interrogation room at the police department. And then he convinces her to move in with him. And so she doesn't want to at first, but then she does it. And I just thought that was funny, that whole scene when they're in the interrogation room.
Yeah. So, as you mentioned, Gary really wants this to work out. And mm-hmm. Chandler and Monica overhears that this is about to happen when they're in the coffee shop. She tells Chandler.
And, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they talk to Phoebe about it. She's like, no, like I don't want to.
Yeah,
and Chandler goes to the police station to try to convince him to convince Gary not to ask Phoebe.
And then he gets convinced by Gary that he should do it. And then Gary goes, maybe I should ask. Or then Chandler goes, maybe I should ask Monica. And he goes, no, it's too soon for you guys. Because everything is like we've only seen Gary for the past, like, what, three or four episodes. So it is moving fast. They haven't said I love you to each other. You know, they're just crazy about each other. So that's the whole, everybody's thing is, like, it's a little fast. And so, but unfortunately, Chandler cannot convince Gary. Gary actually convinces Chandler that it's good for them, for Phoebe and Gary to move in. So then that's when Phoebe's like, oh, I didn't see any listings. And then he brings her to an interrogation room and then he questions her like a cop and then they convince each other. I thought that was cute.
It was really cute. And, you know, because she's so unsure about everything. And she even he even says, you know, the things he doesn't know about her, he'll get to know about them on a place where their names are both on the mailbox.
I know.
I don't think any guy would ever say that, but that was a good line.
I mean, maybe some cheesy guys will. I mean, some guys are really into, like, speaking how they feel, and it seems like Gary is that type of guy. But what ends up happening is horrible. So she ends up moving in, and then they show the scene where they're waking up together, and there's birds chirping, and it's a wonderful morning. Gary grabs his gun and shoots at the bird. And then you see Phoebe's face like, oh, no. Like, who does that? You're a cop. You're not supposed to just randomly shoot things. Like, you know, you have to be responsible with your firearm. Like, what – like went and you thought it was going so well too. Like
Phoebe thought it was going well too.
Yeah, you thought it was good. And then all of a sudden, boom! Shoots at a bird. You're just like kind of taken aback as Phoebe was.
Yeah, so Phoebe doesn't end up getting to save money on stamps, is what she was looking forward to. Yeah. Because she calls it off, you know, it doesn't work out. And yeah, I would be a little turned off by that too. Turned off.
Same thing. Like, she comes into the next, and you know, the apartment the next morning, everybody's up early because they're still throwing the ball from the night before and they're at 10 hours. Everybody's trying to fall asleep and Monica's not letting them. And then that's when, you know, she's like, oh, it doesn't work out. So we don't see the breakup. We just see the incident. And then we go to the next scene and we just, Phoebe tells us, oh, it's not going to end up working out. And then even the friends are like, oh, why not? And he goes, oh, he shot a bird. And all of them agreed, oh, okay, yeah, it's definitely not working out. Especially Phoebe. She's such like a beautiful soul and she's so kind and gentle to animals. And, you know, she doesn't eat meat because, you know, she doesn't want to kill the animals and she barely wants to, you know, hurt anything. And then that happens. So they all understand right away that it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. So I'm kind of sad to see Gary go because I was really liking him. I think they were a good fit.
And yeah, it was Michael Rapaport. Yeah.
It was another guy with a good profession. He was a cop. We've seen her date. He was a chemist. What was he? Biologist?
Scientist, David.
Scientist. Mm-hmm. And she's had more great guys, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm
Charlie Sheen and the sailor, you know.
The sailor. Like
She's
had a variety of guys.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the end of, you know, Gary for Phoebe, so we won't see him again. But it was nice while it lasted. I enjoyed his character. I enjoyed, you know, the actor and all that. So, but on to the next, you know, Phoebe. She meets a lot of people throughout the series. So
yeah. Did you have any favorite lines?
No, I just like the scene where Monica's trying to do like gut check time. Come on, guys. It's because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. My favorite, I guess the part where I laughed, like I just randomly laughed, was when Ross goes, he's talking about the cat. He's like, why is it inside out? That was the part where I just laughed.
Yeah, it was funny. All right. So coming up, the next Friends with Friends, Joey is headed to Vegas for a big opportunity. Please subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. Bye.
Yeah.